My name's Jack, and welcome to the weekly roundup called This Week on Premier Skills English. In this week, we've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also visit the Premier Skills English website at premierskillsenglish.britishcouncil.org, where you'll be able to download the podcast. On the Premier Skills English website, you can read the transcript and join the Premier Skills English community by completing a language task in the comments section. This will really help you remember the new words and phrases from the story from the Premier League. This week, I'm talking about Brentford's trip to Turf Moor to take on Burnley in a match that both teams were desperate to win. The words and phrases I'm going to talk about today are a glimmer of hope, reckless, to chant, to survive a scare, to lunge, to lose your footing, blunder, to make your presence felt, to lift someone's spirits, and a monumental achievement. Listen out for this vocabulary in the story from the Premier League. This was an interesting match, and I wrote too much. I always make notes of interesting words and phrases when I watch the match and then write the story. Only sometimes I write too much. So this week I'm going to split the story into three parts. After each part, I'll talk about some of the language, and then after all three parts, there'll be a language challenge, and then at the end of the podcast, there'll be a new football phrase. Actually, this week, there are two football phrases. But before I get to the story, I want to look at last week's football phrase. If you didn't hear it last week, here's one more chance to guess now. Last week's football phrase was... This is an informal way to talk about the numbers that are produced when different aspects of the game are analysed. So the amount of possession that each team had, or the number of corners or yellow and red cards. There are some companies that measure and calculate everything you could possibly think of, and the numbers they produce are called the... Congratulations to Leo Fabiano from Brazil. Welcome to Premier Skills English, Leo. I've seen your answers in the language challenge, but this is the first time you've joined in with the football phrase, so welcome. Congratulations to Viet Wingo. Thanks for pointing out the problem with the transcript, Viet Wingo. Congratulations to Wojciech M from Poland, Andre Torre 102 from Brazil, Dennis 2000 from Belarus, Bikus from Egypt, Ranj from Norway. I haven't seen you on here in ages. Welcome back, Ranj. Well done to Hassan from Turkey. Ramadan Karim to you and everyone celebrating Ramadan. Congratulations to Lucas from Czechia and Ryohei from Japan. You all worked out that the phrase I was looking for was match stats. Keep listening till the end of the podcast for two new football phrases. Now it's time for this week's story. Burnley pick up a vital victory. Burnley welcomed Brentford on Saturday for a match that offered Burnley fans a glimmer of hope of survival. 5 minutes in, Burnley were in control and putting Brentford under pressure. Josh Cullen played a beautiful through ball to Vitinho, who'd got past Sergio Reguilón. Now, this was Reguilón's first start since recovering from a hamstring injury, but the Spaniard made a reckless challenge. He took down the Brazilian right in front of goal and made no attempt to get to the ball. It took a few minutes for VAR to get the images to the screen for the referee, but once he'd seen them, there was no question. The referee made the VAR gesture and then pointed to the spot. Around the ground, the Burnley fans started to chant, "Off, off, off." And as the referee walked back into the middle of the pitch, he reached into his pocket and dealt the Spaniard a straight red. Jakob Brunlarsson stepped up for Burnley and scored with a sweetly struck penalty kick. The words and phrases from the first part of the story that I want to talk about are a glimmer of hope, reckless, and to chant. A glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope means a small feeling of optimism, or that something that you want is possible. We often use language connected to light to talk about hope and positive feelings about the future. I think I've spoken about a ray of hope in the past. Well, the word glimmer describes a very small flicker of light. Usually, I think of the way that light reflects off ripples of water. A glimmer of hope is not a lot of hope. It's just a little bit of hope. Reckless. The adjective reckless describes the way that someone acts when they act dangerously because they've not thought about what could go wrong. It's very similar to the adjective careless. The difference is the level of danger. There isn't a positive form of this adjective like there is for careless. You can be careful, but you can't be reckful. I think that the word comes from the same root as the verb to reckon, which means to judge. So the adjective kind of means acting in a dangerous way because you haven't judged the situation. To chant. To chant means to say the same thing over and over, usually in a rhythmic way, and often with other people. People sometimes chant in religious ceremonies or at protests. I once went to a march where the American civil rights activist Jesse Jackson made a speech and got the whole crowd chanting together. In the UK, however, this sort of crowd participation is not very common outside of football and sports matches. Let's get back to the story. Burnley pick up a vital victory, part 2. Burnley survived a first half scare all of their own doing when a careless heavy back pass from Dara O'Shea almost crossed the line. Arianet Muric had to sprint back and lunged to get the ball away. Ivan Toney ran on and almost scored, but Muric kept that out as well. Towards the end of the half, David Datro Fofana ran on to Lorenz Asignon's ball. Asignon did well to get past Matthias Jensen on the edge of the box. He fired the ball through for Fofana, who somehow mistimed his strike and missed the goal from less than 2 metres. Not long after that, Mark Flecken in the Brentford goal was preparing to fire the ball down the pitch. The keeper had somehow missed that Fofana was behind him. He threw the ball in front of him to take the kick, and Fofana made a cheeky run and stole the ball. However, in his excitement, Fofana lost his footing, and this gave Flecken time to react, and the Dutchman managed to get a foot to the ball before Fofana got the shot off. The words and phrases from the second part of the story that I want to talk about are to survive a scare, to lunge, and to lose your footing. To survive a scare. In this phrase, a scare means a scary or frightening situation. In football English, conceding a goal is probably the scariest thing. So if a team survives a scare, they managed to get past a situation where the other team had an advantage without conceding a goal. I said that Burnley survived a scare of their own doing because it was the result of a careless, or even reckless, back pass. O'Shea passed the ball back to his keeper without looking, and Muric was miles away and really had to sprint to stop the ball going into the goal. It wasn't an own goal, so Burnley survived, but it was close, so it was a scary situation. they survived a scare. To lunge. This verb means to move forwards, suddenly, and usually with a leg or arm extended. You might lunge across the table to grab a bread roll, or you might lunge at someone with a weapon if you're trying to attack them. There is also an exercise called a lunge, which is a bit like a big step forwards, only you let one foot stay where it was and then sort of dip, so all your weight is on your front leg. This is not the same as the verb, except you do move forwards dramatically when you do a lunge. So to do a lunge, you have to lunge forwards, but you can lunge in other situations as well. To lose your footing. If you lose your footing, you stumble or fall over. Your footing describes how you're connected to the floor, how stable your feet are and how balanced you are. To lose this means you're not stable and you might stumble or fall. Fofana took the ball from Flecken and would have had a great opportunity to score, but he stumbled and fell to the ground, briefly. He hopped straight up again, but the time it took him after he'd lost his footing was enough for Flecken to make a stab at the ball. Let's get back to the story. Burnley pick up a vital victory, part 3. Fofana made amends for these blunders in the 62nd minute when he scored following a lightning counter-attack. Sander Berger drove the ball forwards. He passed to Wilson Odebert, who played through for Fofana, who timed his run to perfection before slotting the ball past Flecken and into the bottom corner of the goal. Thomas Frank brought on Brian Mbeumo and Shandon Baptiste in the 80th minute, and the two substitutes immediately made their presence felt. Mbeumo had been out with an ankle injury since the start of December. Frank will welcome his return in time for the run-in. Mbeumo collected the ball near the corner flag and drew the Burnley defenders towards him. He passed the ball to Baptiste, who fired in a cross with his first touch, for Christopher Ayer, who scored with a header. The goal lifted Brentford's spirits, and the Bees came close, actually having a goal disallowed after Tony got a bit too close to Muric. But in the end, they weren't able to overcome Burnley's advantage. I'm not a Burnley fan, but I do like them, and I'd have liked them to have done better this season, and would like to see them survive in the league. However, having racked up 20 defeats from 29 games, if Burnley manage to stay up, it will be a monumental achievement. Before the match, the statistical analysis group Opta gave Burnley a 1% chance of staying up. They won this one, so that number will have improved, and I'm sure the fans were happy, but they were playing against a 10-man team. Final score, Burnley 2, Brentford 1. The words and phrases from the final part of the story that I want to talk about are: blunder, to make your presence felt, to lift someone's spirits, and a monumental achievement. Blunder. A blunder is a careless or clumsy mistake. It's quite a nice word to say, blunder. It's quite satisfying, so I like the word. But I think it's connected with words like blunt and blind, so it is quite a negative term. I said that Fofana made amends for his blunders by scoring a goal in the 62nd minute. I have spoken about make amends in the past. It means to do something to make up for, or to almost fix a problem that you might be responsible for. To make your presence felt. This is quite an advanced phrase. It means to make other people aware that you are in a particular place. Often it means to make people know that you exist. If you start a new job and perform really well, you'll make your presence felt to your managers. I think that people normally make their presence felt by performing well or acting in a way that makes others notice them. I have a friend who is very sociable. He loves talking to people. Well, he loves talking. If you're ever in a meeting, perhaps at a party or any social event, and this person's there, you will know, as he will dominate the conversation. Afterwards, people might say that he certainly made his presence felt. In the story, I said that Baptiste and Mbumo made their presence felt when they were brought on in the 80th minute as substitutes. This is because they were instantly involved in the action and helped Brentford fight back. To lift someone's spirits. If you lift someone's spirits, you make them feel positive or happy about something. I think we usually use the phrase when someone is feeling a bit sad about something, and then something happens to make them feel better. Brentford were looking a bit downhearted because they were struggling to score, they were a man down and had conceded 2 goals. When Aya headed home, Brentford looked a lot more positive. It was like the goal gave them hope of victory, and so they started playing more positive, attacking football. Aya's goal lifted the team's spirits. A monumental achievement. This is quite a strong collocation. An achievement is something positive that someone does, usually something that takes a lot of work and that other people respect. Passing a test, for example, especially if you pass with a very good mark, is an achievement. Monumental comes from the word monument. A monument is something like a statue or a building that was created to remember something or someone important. Most of the monuments in the UK are war memorials, I think. In most places, there are monuments that remember the names of people who died in wars, usually the First and Second World War. However, other famous buildings become monuments when they represent a time in history or are meaningful for other reasons. If something is monumental, it is really, really important and grand in the same way that monuments are grand. A monumental achievement is, therefore, a really, really great achievement. Today, I've spoken about 10 useful words and phrases. The words and phrases were a glimmer of hope, reckless, to chant, to survive a scare, to lunge, to lose your footing, blunder, to make your presence felt, to lift someone's spirits, and a monumental achievement. Listen to the whole story one more time to hear this language in context. Burnley pick up a vital victory. Burnley welcomed Brentford on Saturday for a match that offered Burnley fans a glimmer of hope of survival. 5 minutes in, Burnley were in control and putting Brentford under pressure. Josh Cullen played a beautiful through ball to Vitinho, who'd got past Sergio Reguilón. Now, this was Reguilón's first start since recovering from a hamstring injury, but the Spaniard made a reckless challenge. He took down the Brazilian right in front of goal and made no attempt to get to the ball. It took a few minutes for VAR to get the images to the screen for the referee, but once he'd seen them, there was no question. The referee made the VAR gesture and then pointed to the spot. Around the ground, the Burnley fans started to chant, "Off, off, off," and as the referee walked back into the middle of the pitch, he reached into his pocket and dealt the Spaniard a straight red. Jakob Brunlarsson stepped up for Burnley and scored with a sweetly struck penalty kick. Burnley pick up a vital victory, part 2. Burnley survived a first half scare all of their own doing when a careless heavy back pass from Dara O'Shea almost crossed the line. Arianet Muric had to sprint back and lunged to get the ball away. Ivan Toney ran on and almost scored, but Muric kept that out as well. Towards the end of the half, David Datro Fofana ran on to Lorenz Assignon's ball. Assignon did well to get past Matthias Jensen on the edge of the box. He fired the ball through for Fofana, who somehow mistimed his strike and missed the goal from less than 2 metres. Not long after that, Mark Flecken in the Brentford goal was preparing to fire the ball down the pitch. The keeper had somehow missed that Fofana was behind him. He threw the ball in front of him to take the kick, and Fofana made a cheeky run and stole the ball. However, in his excitement, Fofana lost his footing, and this gave Flecken time to react, and the Dutchman managed to get a foot to the ball before Fofana got the shot off. Burnley pick up a vital victory, part 3. Fofana made amends for these blunders in the 62nd minute when he scored following a lightning counter-attack. Sander Berger drove the ball forwards. He passed to Wilson Odobert, who played through for Fofana, who timed his run to perfection before slotting the ball past Flecken and into the bottom corner of the goal. Thomas Frank brought on Brian Mbeumo and Shandon Baptiste in the 80th minute, and the two substitutes immediately made their presence felt. Mbeumo had been out with an ankle injury since the start of December. Frank will welcome his return in time for the run-in. Mbeumo collected the ball near the corner flag and drew the Burnley defenders towards him. He passed the ball to Baptiste, who fired in a cross with his first touch for Christopher Ayer, who scored with a header. The goal lifted Brentford's spirits, and the Bees came close, actually having a goal disallowed after Tony got a bit too close to Murić. But in the end, they weren't able to overcome Burnley's advantage. I'm not a Burnley fan, but I do like them. And I'd have liked them to have done better this season, and would like to see them survive in the league. However, having racked up 20 defeats from 29 games, if Burnley manage to stay up, it will be a monumental achievement. Before the match, the statistical analysis group Opta gave Burnley a 1% chance of staying up. They won this one, so that number will have improved, and I'm sure the fans were happy, but they were playing against a 10-man team. Final score, Burnley 2, Brentford 1. Right, now it's time for you to think about this language again. I've found examples of today's words and phrases in stories online and edited them slightly. I have removed the vocabulary from the story, so I want you to fill in the gaps with the correct forms of the language from the podcast. Number 1. Despite the unexpected turbulence during the flight, the passengers were grateful to and land safely. Number 2. The dancer during the performance but quickly regained her balance. Number 3. Bruno regretted his spending spree when he saw his credit card bill. Number 4. The artist's bold artwork made her in the local art community, garnering attention and acclaim. Number 5. Completing the marathon was a for the runner, who had trained tirelessly for months. Number 6. The boxer anticipated his opponents and quickly countered with a powerful jab. Number 7. As the negotiations progressed, there was a for a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Number 8. The unexpected visit from a friend helped during a challenging time. Number 9. The chefs in the kitchen resulted in a burnt dish that had to be remade. Number 10. The fans erupted into of support as their team scored the winning goal. Leave your answers to this language challenge in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. I have two football phrases this week. I haven't done this on purpose. It's just that there were two phrases from this week's story that I want to use to challenge you. The first is a... This describes the judgment of the referee when they send a player off if the player has not been shown a yellow card first. This is for really serious fouls, for reckless fouls, or for when a player blocks a clear goal-scoring opportunity. The second phrase is the... This phrase means the final games of the season. We're down to the last 10 games now, and so newspapers are running stories on which teams face the most difficult... Arsenal has got quite a tough... as they have some really hard matches coming up. If you know the answers, be sure to leave them in a comment on the page for this podcast on Premier Skills English. Before I finish, I'm going to go through the answers to last week's language challenge. Number one, a Leicestershire police detective has spoken of his determination to find answers for a young victim of abuse. Number two, seeing the post office area so filthy did not sit well with Dimitri Kota, so he took the initiative to clean it. Number three, the distinguished gentleman ran for his life, his clothes ripped, his hair dishevelled, a furious mob hot on his heels, baying for blood. Number four, Rashford said, "I've already had some amazing experiences at this incredible club, but there's still a lot more to achieve, and I remain relentlessly determined to win more trophies in the years ahead." Number 9. When a junkyard worker in Asheville, North Carolina, found a little cat inside a car that was scheduled to be crushed, he rescued her in the nick of time. Number 6. Marcus Rashford silenced the Etihad with a screamer to open the scoring in the Manchester Derby. And that's all I have time for today. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this podcast useful, and I hope everyone stays fit and healthy and safe. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.